You are listening to the Her Money Matters podcast, episode 59.
Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the podcast to help you take control of your finances. Join your host, motivational money coach, Jen Hemphill, as she shares with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's get to it.
Hello, hello there. I'm so happy to have you here this month of July. If you're just tuning in and it's been a bit, or it's your first time tuning in, we're doing a summer cool off series where I'm sharing money books, blogs, podcasts, and introducing to you some fabulous ladies who blog or podcast. So in episode 57, I shared with you what I recommended in terms of money books and blogs. In episode 58, I introduced to you the beautiful Sky McLean, who blogs about her journey towards debt freedom. And today I'm sharing with you my favorite money podcasts that are all done by women. So I do want to remind you real quick that we will be opening the doors for enrollment to the Fearless Money Sisterhood this month. So if you are remotely interested, want to be among the first to know, get early access to the community, get some free training only available to those on the wait list, and also some special pricing, it would definitely be worth your 1 to 2 minutes that it takes to read about what it is and to put in your name and email. So you can do so at jenhemphill.com/fearless. Now, I want to give a quick shout out to Mallory, who is a member of our free Her Money Matters community and also of our paid Fearless Money Sisterhood that I just mentioned. So Mallory has really stayed the course. Life has gotten in the way in the past few months, and really a lot of people would stop, right? But not Mallory. She has dusted herself off and she stays in the game. So Mallory, I just wanted to celebrate you on a job well done. So let's get to these podcasts, because you must know that I love podcasts. I do one, right? So I really love podcasts. So I wanted to share with you some lady podcasters that you may or may not know. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about kind of the theme or a little bit more about their podcast so you can check it out. And I am definitely going to be sharing those links in the show notes. So make sure to get that as well. So one of the podcasts that I've enjoyed listening to is called Financial Fluency with Jen Terrell. And actually, we are going to be having her as a guest. So that'll be exciting to introduce her to you. Jen's background's a little different than mine. So, and she has more of a feminist approach, and the podcast is more geared towards entrepreneurs. So the podcast definitely has some, just like mine, has got interviews and it's got some solo episodes, but her approach with money is different, is a little different than mine. Again, she's got the feminist approach as well. Her background's a little different. She is a mom of two girls who are on the autism spectrum. She's got multiple businesses. I mean, really, really interesting background. So her view and her perspective and her approach on money is different. So I think you would enjoy in that podcast. So definitely check it out when you get a chance. Another one, actually, we've had her on the show, Hillary Hendershot. Her podcast is called Profit Boss Radio. So let me tell you, Hillary has a different approach. This is why I'm sharing all this. She's a certified financial planner, if you didn't listen to that episode when she was on. But what's really amazing with Hillary, I think, is that she's got a lot of experience as a financial planner under her belt. So she can shed a different financial perspective. As you know, I am not a certified financial planner. I'm an accredited financial counselor. So my approach and perspective is different. She can give you, a little bit a different perspective on the long-term investments, all that good stuff, that I can't. I look for guidance on investments from others. I don't give that advice by any means. There's already enough in my brain. I'd rather ask someone versus trying to just put more stuff in my brain. That's just my feel about it. So that's a good one, I think, to check out as well. And she's got some solo episodes, some interviews that I think would definitely interest you. Another one that I've gotten into that's really geared more for millennials, maybe those in their 20s. Well, I guess I'm not in my 20s anymore. That's not me. But it's called Words, but I still listen to it. Come on. It's called Words and Money Podcast with Tess Wicks. It's really an upbeat. You can tell she's definitely like more of a younger person. She's got definitely some great nuggets, some great interviews in there for you to check out as well. So the perspective, again, is different. How she teaches is different than mine. I think it's a fun podcast for you to check out. And the last one is Be Wealthy and Smart with Linda P. Jones. I had the pleasure of meeting Linda, and she focuses the focus of this particular podcast, as you know from the title, is about being wealthy. So if the word wealthy scares you, or if it makes you cringe, I challenge you to go and listen to it. There's definitely nothing wrong with wealth. And if becoming wealthy or staying wealthy is something that excites you, definitely go listen to it. She's got a variety of episodes and has been podcasting for quite a while. And I am most definitely sure that you will find something in there that will enjoy. So, of course, there's many more podcasts that I like, but I wanted to share with you these that I think aren't talked about enough, honestly. Because I'm sure you probably have heard of So Money with Furnish, which is a great podcast. There's Tacking Benjamins. It's actually two guys, quote unquote, in a basement is what they always say. And that's just a different one. There's a lot of money podcasts out there as far as by women for women. The ones that I mentioned are some of the few that I have found. Of course, the one you're listening to today. And there's one called also Her Money. That's by the well-known, well, maybe you don't know her, but she's fairly well-known, called Jean Schlatsky. She's an author, she's known in the media, all that good stuff. So that's another one that you could check out. It's really primarily interviews of really successful, quote-unquote, meaning millions and billions of dollars type of people. So that could shed some perspective for you as well. So it's not primarily, it's called Her Money. But again, it's really top tier, like billionaires and millionaires, I think, from what I've seen on that podcast. So could be something that you want to check out as well. But I just want to share the four that I've really, really have enjoyed. Again, just because I don't think they're talked about enough in there, or they're fairly new. I know Financial Fluency, Profit Boss Radio, Words and Money Podcast, they're new. They're fairly new in this past year, like I have been. So I want to just help to get the word out as well. Help my lady podcasters get the word out on their podcast, because we all have a different, we may be teaching some of the same things. But here is the thing, and this is why I'm doing this, why I'm sharing the podcast, why I'm sharing the different books and the different blogs, different blog posts or blogs, I should say, out there. We may have the same goal to educate you, to share with you our knowledge, but the difference is how we speak, the messaging is slightly different. So let me give you an example. I may tell you that you need to budget, but how I say that may not resonate with you. But let's say Hillary from Profit Boss Radio will tell you, you need to budget. But how she says it, though maybe an analogy she gives, whatever the case may be, clicks with you. Even though it's the same message or the same goal towards that message, but how we say it is different. So really my purpose in here is, besides sharing this, is I want to make sure that you pick up on what resonates with you. So if I say something that, even though I'm trying to teach you, that may not stick, and maybe one of these fellow My Lady podcasters may share that same thing and it sticks, that means the world to me, and I have done my job, right? Because maybe I didn't do it on my podcast, but by sharing these other podcasts, by sharing these books, by sharing these blogs, maybe it'll stick. That makes sense. So I really wanted to share that for those reasons, and share, you know, there's so much out there. Again, but the other thing too is I wanted to share, since I'm on the topic of sharing, is pick the ones that resonate with you most. Take a listen to like an episode or two, you know, of two of one of the podcasts or each of the podcasts. See what resonates with you, with the messaging, with what the podcaster is about, with what the blog's about, with what the author's about, if you're reading a book. And don't feel like you have to listen and read and do all of that, right? Just pick one and just kind of try it out, test it out, see if it's a good fit for you. Pick up me an episode that you think would benefit you, that you would get something out of, and roll with that. I just want to give you some other options, but I also want to warn you that I don't want to overwhelm you as well, okay? So I hope that you enjoyed that. I hope you get some value from the different blogs that I've shared, from the books, from the different podcasts. But we haven't finished the Summer Cool Off series, because next week I will introduce you to a rocking millennial who not only has an award-winning money vlog, but she podcasts as well. So we had a really great conversation that I'm excited to share with you. So that is next week on this podcast. So that is a wrap for today. Short and sweet episode, but lots of things that you can go off and listen to. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. You can check out the different links for those podcasts at jenhempel.com/59. And don't forget to check out the Fearless Money Sisterhood at jenhempel.com/fearless. So I appreciate you listening, being a listener, supporting me, and I will talk to you again next Thursday.